Our next step is to calculate the total time of flight for the soccer ball. So we just earlier calculated the amount of time it takes for the ball to reach the apex or its highest point. And for this type of problem where the launching point is at the same height as the landing point, we can employ some simple logic here to calculate the total time of flight. All we need to do is take the number that we calculated for the time it takes for the ball to reach its apex and double it. Because of the nature of projectile motion, it will take exactly double the amount of time for the ball to reach its landing point as it will for it to reach its apex or highest point. So you can see on the slide here, we're simply taking our earlier number of 1.7 seconds and doubling it. Once again, it's just employing logic here. It will take double the amount of time for the ball to reach its landing point as it will for it to reach its apex. Therefore, the total time of flight for the soccer ball in this problem is 3.4 seconds.